Okay, so we're holding here Dun Vase, and we're now pretty much have it now very clear. So just around here is wrapping it up with all the different cases, and the Ran just he brings up one sugya. It's actually interesting. If you look in the when the Ran brings up the two questions, he brings up one question from the Rif, and that question was the Rif. He said he doesn't understand if the Rif held that Reicha Lav Milsahi. So the pshat is he's passing Levi that it dissipates 1 into 60. Therefore, the bread and the meat that are in the oven, the bread should become parif. So why does the halacha? That the halacha is that it's aser to eat with meat. That we with chutach, that dip, right? That dip, which is milchik. So we say now, if the bread was cooking in the oven with meat, it's aser. So that was his first question. I'll just read it inside. Seventh wide line. He asks these two questions, and he wraps it together. The first one line is Harezem b'Firsh Kamishik. So now, after we got the teretz of the Ran's own mahalach, he says, but now we just have to answer up the following question on Rav Alphas, Shekosav b'Hilchosav, who wrote in his halachas, b'Perek Yid Anosha, b'Inyan Pasha, Ofa Matzli, you're cooking inside your oven at the same time as roast, b'taner, in the oven, d'may, d'amrina, d'osu lecha b'kutach, that bread now becomes fleishigs. And you cannot eat it with the milk of the dip. I've got the kaimel and reich alav milsi. Yeah, but why is that so? If the riff is whole, let we go like Levi that reich alav milsi. Hi, new timer shum David David Shishon Matirin. So now it's 1 in 60. The little molecules that go through the ear through reicha will become bottle. So then, what is the reason now?
Can't eat with the purple.
That right, that is also now to you to eat this bread with kutach. So what are you saying? Hainu time shum David Davishlamatirin. The Homotzi Lemichla Behade Bisra. You're gonna tell me that this is a Davashlamatirin because this piece of this challah that is it was pyre, but now since it got recha of basar, it has that aroma, and therefore now it's Dover Sheshlam Matirin, and maybe that's why it's not bottle, because Dover Sheshlam Matirin is not bottle.
Because you could choose to not eat it with the milk. That's what
Right? Because you could eat it with fleishigs if you want. So therefore, it should have a heter. If it has a heter, the homotzi lemichla b'hadei bisra, because you could eat it together with basar. So therefore, the bread has a way that you could eat it b'heter. So therefore, don't use bittul. The rule is we don't use bittul. If you have a way to say otherwise, if you don't have to use bittul, then don't. So here he's saying that we should say that it's a we should say here that since he has a way out, so why should he be able to use bittul? So maybe that's a pshat that's what a pshat in the riff is why the riff says it's also to eat the bread with kutach, because even though it is shishim, it is batel b'shishim, but we're not going to use bittul because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you could just eat the bread in a different way.
There's no intrinsic problem to this bread, right? That's why
Know what?
there's no problem to the bread on its own, unlike the basic say of basar
Right, right,
shchuta and
right.
basar chayla.
Good. So Frek the Ran, hold on. But this pshat that the Rif is saying that's why really the Rif is saying I paskin that it's a reicha lav milsahi. But the pshat is because of bittul, and you can't say bittul by davar sheyesh lo matirin. So therefore, the bread is also to eat right now with kutach. But that pshat is problematic. The problem is because the Ran just finished saying that when you have a davar sheyesh lematirin, if it's min b'shein amin, it should become mutter, because the whole pshat, right? He went through his whole pshat now. His whole pshat of why is davar sheyesh lematirin By min be, why does it make a difference? So his pshat is that we always look at things on two levels, and on the physical level, it's min be minay. So therefore, that's not mevatel each other. If anything, it's mechazik each other. And on the spiritual level, it's a davar sheyesh lematirin. So it has a shtickle heter looming in the future. So therefore, we see it as being heter. So it's heter with heter. So therefore, it should be mutter. That's by min b'minoi and davar sheyesh lematirin. But by min b'she'enoi minoi, there the Ran's mahalach was that it's we don't say that. There we say min b'she'enoi minoi. The fact that it's ena minoi is a physical difference. So,
Therefore, we don't need.
and therefore, it will be mevatel. It will be mevatel the
By the
other
way,
thing.
even if it has davar sheyesh lematirin, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
Even if it has a davar sheyesh
it's a little
lematirin,
trumpet, right? It's
yeah.
like the physical
The
aspect goes first.
min v'sheino mino overrides. Whenever you have a min v'eino sheino mino, you can use bitzer,
Right,
regardless of the scenario.
right. So
Min
that's his
mino is two
question.
different things. I guess that's the strongest. Idea of
Yeah, so the truth is, I brought down the just
the
the if you
equation.
see on the page here, I did bring down the source where Rabbi Yehuda says min b'minoi. Just to see the source, you should know where it is. It's on the bottom on the left hand side. It's Menachos Daf Chav Beis. It says Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah. See on the page there. Look on the left side. We learned in Mishnah Dam Shezar B'mayim, blood that gets mixed in with water. By Mara's dam. So if you could just take a picture, please, of this Mishnah, send it out. It's Menachos Daf Chav Beis, but we'll have a picture. If you have blood of a carbon that mixes with water, are you allowed to now use that blood still on the Mizbeach?
I'm
So,
good multitaskers. Yeah, I might ask you to repeat it.
okay. So blood that mixes with water. So the halacha is it's still kosher. So Rashi says, Lizrika, you can still use it for the Mizbeach. Nisar b'yayin, if blood got mixed up with wine, blood of the carbon. Again, it could be bottled. It depends if there's a maris dam. Only thing is, he says to look like blood. Well, the wine looks red anyway. So the Tanakhama says, well, we do a certain type of, we imagine. Imagine the wine was water. If the wine was water and it mixed in with the blood of the carbon, would the
Would it still be
wine,
red?
what?
Would the blood mixture still be red?
Would the mixture still be red? If the dam of the carbon got mixed in with wine, if the wine was water, would the water be mevatel and take away the look of blood? So he says, if it would, then it's mevatel the dam. But if it wouldn't, then we say that it's still kosher for Zrika. And the third case is Nisarev Bidam Behema. Third line down. If the blood of a carbon got mixed up with the blood of, let's say, an animal or a chaya or a person, and now the blood of, let's say, a stama and person, stama, behema, a chaya, got mixed in together. So again, Royin Ezekiel Humayim. We look at the blood of a person, let's say a person was giving blood, and that blood mixed up together with the blood of the carbon. So we say, again, Right, and Ezekiel Mayim. Tanakhama says we look at it like it was water, and if it would be so much water that it would be mevatel, the taste of the dam, that it wouldn't look like dam, then the dam is bottle. But if it would just be
What's the context? What do we? What's the
dam of a carbon
yeah?
that got mixed up with the dam of a
Oh,
person,
oh,
so the Tanakhama
and.
says that we use bittel, whether it's water that got mixed up, it's bottle. If it loses
But what's the
the
halachic
red.
issue that it's like a ni'ilah or something?
No. Is it kosher for Zerika on the Mizbeach? So Tanakhama says we use the din called bittel by blood that get mixed up with water for sure, if it loses the look of water. If it's wine or if it's blood of a person or blood of a wild animal, we also say, imagine if it was water, would the water be mevatel the look of the blood of the carbon? If it would not, then it's still kosher for Zrika.
Says Mino Shea.
Now that is that's min b'minoy. It's min b'minoy.
Blood and blood.
And you see that Tanakama holds min b'minoy is bottle. This is the source where you see min b'minoy is bottle. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein dam mevatol dam. Rabbi Yehuda says no ein dam mevatol dam, and therefore
strengthens. Oh right, because the physical properties.
So therefore he says Rabbi Yehuda holds ein dam mevatol dam, and therefore if you have a lot of dam that comes in from a person into your mizrak, into the basin filled with the dam of the korban. Tons of dam comes in from a person, 60 times more, and you would think that it would, if it was water, it would be mevatel the look. What's the halacha? Could you take the dam and still sprinkle it on the mizbeach, or is it puzzle?
It's located by the dam of sayer and the dam of bar.
Similar. So we're about to get to the source, but first. Well, that's going to be the source.
Rabbi Yehuda holds that they strengthen each other. There's never
bittul
for Rabbi Yehuda.
So, ein dam, mevatel dam. And therefore, Rashi says one word, v'kosher, kosher to do zrika on the mizbeach with his blood.
Because the animal's blood was greater.
No.
Why is it kosher? No.
There's no
mevatel.
But why would it be kosher?
It's not mevatel, so you got human blood going on the
mizbeach. Yeah, why is it kosher?
So Rashi asks you kasha, the Tosfos asks you kasha. Tosfos says, yeah, even though it's on the mizbeach, we could, so to speak, Tosfos does ask your kasha, but ikur kavana is to sprinkle the blood. So the dam adam dam behema is no iser on that.
I mean, you can hear that the dam behema is much greater,
right?
No, he says derech agav. You happen to be sprinkling dam chulin on the mizbeach, dam of a person derech agav, but the ikur zrika, at least in your mind, is for the carbon, the dam of the carbon.
In other words, the dam of the carbon is still there. It hasn't been.
Sure is there. Right?
It hasn't been overwhelmed, even though there's much more of dam of an oven. But that dam of the carbon is still there, and therefore it'll work.
What about chulim bazora? If it's dam chulim.
That's shchitas chulim bazar.
Ani shchita. Okay.
Yeah, blood seems like it's not a problem. Yeah.
Pickle where you have the actual korban on the thing, but the guy's thought process is going to mess up the whole thing. Here, you're putting the actual human blood up. That's why I thought it might be.
Yes. Tosfos has a kasha. You have to Tosfos in Menachas Daf Chav Beis. You for sure are asking a great kasha. Tosfos says, even though. It's going to be, still, it's not an iser because your ikur kavana is to be zoyek the blood of the korban. Agav, by the way, some dam chulim will go on there. Yeah, that's
Tosfos. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that they're because they're the same in their identity strengthened, so there's no bittul.
That's right.
But the Rabbanim would say spiritually they're different, so there is bittul.
Rabbanan say that if it's mevatel each other physically,
then
so
you have a problem because the blood of the carbon is bottle.
We look also under
spiritually, they're different.
Spiritually, they're fighting underneath.
So there would be bottle.
So therefore, they're mevatel each other spiritually.
The physical for the Rabbanan.
So because physical, they're not mevatel each other, but spiritually, they're going to fight.
Yeah,
and they're going to be mevatel. Is
the blood of the carbon.
Yeah.
Why are spiritually they fighting if the blood of a human is allowed on the Mizbeach?
No, they're fighting because they're different means spiritually.
In spiritually, they're fighting to be, what is the purpose of this blood? What is this blood? Is this blood dam carbon or is this blood dam chulin?
That spiritually is just mutter and aser.
No. What do you mean, aser?
That's how they were phrasing it. That's how they were framing
the mean, though.
And iser.
Huh?
But you have said
no.
The spiritual difference doctor. Was always.
Yeah, but in this now we're going into Menachas. Menachas is
so spiritually, blood is not fitting. Human blood is not fitting.
Well,
for
maybe
no, it's
not
that
kosher.
Different
for the,
species, right?
It's not kosher for the carbon for the mizbeach.
Yeah, so maybe it could say a sermon.
No, it's not Israel. Well, what you could call it's not kosher for zrika. So
I mean, it's not kosher for zrika. So it's aser for zrika.
Yeah, yeah. So they fight about the kashrus of kashrus for Zrika, yeah. They fight different properties, spiritual different properties.
We see that if the blood of a human is put on, it's not.
Yeah, that's pushing back against right. The idea.
That it's not really us, or like we said, it's okay.
No, it's a derech agav. Yeah, we will
you go just taking blood, just put it on the mizbeah.
It's not kosher. Yeah,
then it would be. Yeah.
Then it would have been kosher. But here, where you're
then you can't ignore it.
Right. Yeah,
if it's your ikur, Taisa says proper thing, you can ignore it.
Your ikur kavana is for the dam of the korban. Grana agav. Some of the other blood goes on. So, but the question is more about kosher. Kosher for the korban, is it a kosher zrika? So with blood that's kosher for zrika, mixing with blood that's not kosher for zrika. Those spiritual identity and properties are going to be fighting spiritually. They're fighting it out. So
now you're saying that the korban blood is buttle because the human blood is bigger.
Yeah, for the rabban. For the Rabbanim, it'll work because of the spiritual difference.
That was less than 1/60th of the Korban's blood, and we would throw it on the Mizbeach for that, according to Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
What? According to Rabbi Yehuda?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, less than 1/60th of the blood is a Korban's blood, and we would still throw that on the Mizbeach?
Are we still using the
call it
addition here?
If it mixed in a little blood from a person, which is less than 60.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought we had...
Yeah, but there's some other...
Are they using shishim here, or maybe they're using rav?
Well, shishim is the way to determine if it's mevatel. If Yehuda says that's the way to determine...
But I thought for the first case, you said that it was one drop of korban blood mixed into the human blood because it's the korbanos blood that got mevatel, not the if the human blood's mevatel, then
the human
would say you throw it on.
Human blood is being mevatel the dama korban. That's the question. How much goes on? So if so much blood of a human mixed in up to the point that if it was water, would it dissipate and make the whole thing watered down to look like water? Then it's possible to do as rika.
So there is more korbanos blood here.
So what's more?
The first case, I thought you said it was the opposite.
So hold on. The Tanakhama is saying that you have to look with a measuring stick how much water or blood of a human is going into it. If more blood of a human is going into it, up to the point that if it was water, it would water it down. Then it's puzzle.
Okay, but then I don't understand the first case now, because you're saying the human blood is more. According to Yehuda,
I'm just dramatizing it. According to Yehuda, Yehuda is saying that even if it's so much blood that it would water it down, still Yehuda says it's not mevatel. Because ein dam mevatel dam min b'mina ein ebatel. So you could put in tons more.
Okay, so but let's understand the Rabbanim then.
Good Rabbanim, we have to see. You can't do too much. Too much dam adam, too much blood of a person, because if it's more than the measure is really 60.
Then the dam of the animal, if it's not there at all.
Right. Why is the dam of the animal not there? The dam of the animal is bigger.
No. You tell me how much. If there's 1/60th, is there 60 times more dam adam? If there's less than 60 times of dam of adam, so then it's not going to be mevatel the dam carbon. So then it's kosher for Zrika. And if the measuring way of you would look at it is if it was water, would it become watered down? Would the blood become watered down? The answer is no.
I thought even if it is like water, we would still throw it off. You said that the human blood is not.
But now it's puzzle. But you now the Zrika, Dama the Zrika became so nullified that it's puzzle now. It became watered down. You wouldn't be able to use it for a carbon anymore.
Now he's talking in
Rabbanon. Let's take it slow. So in the Rabbanon say, where there's Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon say, we look at it, we have to keep on looking at it if it became watered down. You think of it like grape juice, right? I told you about my daughter.
It's spiritually different.
I told you about my daughter. We used to give her, you know, kiddush, just she wanted more grape juice. So we would just water it down a little. You know? More, so we watered it down more. So it was pinky, you know.
I don't like this.
So that's how you look at the dam of the carbon. As long as it doesn't get watered down, the Tanakhama says, it's still kosher. It's still kosher for Zrika. If you put in so much water that it looks like water, or so much blood that it would look like water, then it's possible for Zrika. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says...
It's not mevatel.
What?
Because then it's not mevatel.
If it's only a little bit of dam adam, it depends how much. If you put in a little blood from a person over and it's a little bit, but there's a really the main thing is the dam of the carbon, then it's kosher. If you start loading on the blood from a person until it's 60 times more, that it would even lose, if it was water, if the dam ha'adam was water, it would make the dam ha'carbon look like water, then it's puzzle.
Right. It's not bittul.
Rabbi?
Because it is bittul.
It's got nothing, yeah.
Because it's bittul.
There's no animal blood there.
Animal blood becomes bittul.
Okay, right. But I'm saying the human blood is not becoming bittul.
Right, no, yeah. It's being bittul.
Okay. Rabbi, when do we say bittul b'shishim and when do we say bittul b'rov? Like, maybe this is case.
No, bittul b'rov is when you have two pieces of solid, yavish b'yavish. When you have two, let's say, two you hamburgers. And you have three hamburgers. Your maid puts a one hamburger on the counter and then it gets mixed up. You're not sure which one is which. So you could eat, if there you had two, you and your wife, and your maid had one, you could eat, you pick one out, you say, Rive says that yours is a kosher one. Right. And your wife could pick one out also.
They only say that about the world by a solid?
Yes, by solid.
You couldn't eat all three at the same time.
So
you can't eat all three.
It's a three-way machlekes. It's a three-way machlekes, the Rush, the Rajba. Some say you could eat one, your wife could pick out one, and then you could say, you know what, I want doubles. You go back. The probability is that the third one is also kosher, so you could eat all three. Some say you shouldn't eat all three at the same time because then you're probably eating trafe. So eat it staggered. Some say even at the end of the day, you shouldn't eat the third. You should give it away to the maid because you don't want to for sure be eating the trafe. Some say different stages.
So we don't need any of them.
Correct. That's called yavish b'yavish. It's yavish b'yavish.
I was thinking maybe by the carbon or whatever, it has a different thing than eating.
No, so this is yavish b'yavish, dry with dry. But our sugya we're learning is lach b'lach.
Anyway, you're not eating.
Lach is wet.
That same criteria.
No, because
applies?
Lach b'lach means something wet and wet where it's mixing, whether it's heat that's mixing or it's liquid that's mixing. A piece of meat also, a piece of meat is might be obvious, but if it's coming with heat, then it's going to be able to
but
mix.
This specifically is in 1/60th. It's whether the color of the blood would have changed.
But that's really 1/60th.
So it is?
That's really how
that's how they determine it.
I think it boils down to, because look at the next line. The next line, the Gemara, brings up the drasha that we looked up. They both learn that from one pasuk. Everyone knows that the blood of the par is more. So why isn't it mevatel it? Why does the pasuk say you should take from the dam ha-par and the dam ha-so'ir? The answer is, so because he holds that that's the source to say from this pasuk, Rav Yehuda therefore applies min b'mina in a bottle, and dam is not mevatel dam, and the ran is giving us the svara. The svara is
because you could throw it on the mizbeach because there still is human animal blood there.
That's right. Everything else is tuffle, bottle.
According to the first case, the Rabbanan, why are you saying it's bottle when there's more than 1/60th of human blood? Why is that? But there still is enough animal blood to throw on the mizbeah.
So wait, what's the first case? It got mixed up so much that it looks like water?
Yeah.
So it's bottle. It's bottle.
Why? But why are you saying it's bottle? It's like you're saying like 20% human blood is now we call this whole mixture human blood.
Wait, 20% is not going to be mevatel. Will that be mevatel? The right. Let's say you have whatever. Let's say 6 ounces of dam ha-carbon. So how many ounces of dam ha-adam went in there?
Let's say a whole ounce.
How many?
1 ounce.
1 ounce is 1 ounce is bottle.
What's bottle?
So dam ha'adam, 1 ounce. It goes into 6 ounces of dam ha'carbon. We ignore the dam ha'adam.
It's
not going to. It doesn't affect.
Change the color. You're saying
1 ounce
out of six. 1/6. 1/60th. Now you're saying 1/6 won't.
If it's
the other way around, you would need 60 times more human blood than carbon blood.
No.
And then the carbon blood would be bittul. And that's the problem. The problem is the
you
carbon
need
blood being bittul.
60 times more human to change the color of it?
Yeah.
If you look at that human blood as water now.
That's where I was getting confused.
You're watering down the carbon blood, and that's the problem. The carbon blood is what we're focusing on.
The Rabbanim, what?
They, so this is not like a little bit of human blood fell in. This yeah. is like a drop of Corban blood fell into a vat of human blood, and we're trying to figure out, can we still throw this on?
Right, right. If it's just a drop of human blood falls into it, it's bottle, bottle. You had
so thinking, even if it's half and half, you're saying the color wouldn't change enough to, like, you are changing the color significantly.
Yeah, but it wouldn't look like water. It wouldn't look. I'm saying
so. Even like a little bit of a tinge of pinky water is enough to throw it on the mizbeah.
He says you look, if it looks like water, hilu mayim. You have to look like it's water.
It has to look like pure water.
So yeah,
did it work for you?
So I did this. I brought this into class when I was teaching him bottle b'shishim. I brought in a cup of grape juice
and blood.
And what? No, I teach at the Beis Yaakov.
Okay.
So really water. So I brought in water. Now you see, you pour in a little water. To be mavatl, you really need to make it look like water, which is really to get also to take away the taste. Take away the taste. You have to put in a large amount to, you know. So
you need, overwhelm.
You're overwhelming. You need 60 times.
So the mavatl always hold by the principle of 1/60th, but Rav Yehuda he's saying even less than that.
There's no bittle.
It wouldn't matter even if you had, yeah.
Yeah, so now we have the whole svara based on the Ran that Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina is mechazik. Yeah. So that's why it's not mevatel. Rabbanan, they don't agree to that because they say we also look at the spiritual forces fighting, and therefore spiritually they're going to fight and be mevatel.
So Rabbi Yehuda says we look at like it's water, except if it's also blood. If it's wine, we would look at it if it's water, but if it's actually blood, then it doesn't.
Oh, Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda would say then it would turn into min b'mina, it would be mechazik each other. Yeah. Correct. That's why it would change according to Rabbi Yehuda by dam.
You say they still look at it as blood.
Yeah.
It won't be min b'mina, say water and.
No. He's so talking about the third case. Rav Yehuda Dafka argues by dam, by blood.
What did
the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? Learn from this pasuk and everything. They say this pasuk is talking about kodshim. When you have blood that's going on the mizbeach, it's called an oilin. It's oil on the mizbeach for zrika. So it's a chashiv of a thing. So that's why it's no bittul.
And that's what the masir
of. Yeah, that's why it's called Dama of Sawyer still, because it's the blood that was going up for Zrika, for the carbon's Beach. That's not Bottle. But everything else will be Bottle. Yeah. That's where they.
So therefore, even a drop of that blood, no matter what it's mixed in, you could still throw it on the Mizbeach.
Right. Correct. So this is the very foundational Machlokes, very foundational. I searched around just to make sure we get the source. We have now the source of the way they argue, and we have the source of what they argue about, what their machlokas is about. And then they have, I think yesterday someone wanted to know halacha lemaisa. This should be. I'm not sure if
by
this
the
is
bread in the tanner with the meat and the bread. And eating it with milk. He's
not here. Yeah. Well, I have.
And it's only Recha? It's only Recha issue?
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about
yeah.
only a Recha issue?
So, weird. Yeah. No.
But
so,
when you get to the Halacha Lemaisa.
No, so now I'm not going to that part. Oh. But if you just look at the top, I copied here the Shulchan Aruch on Dover Sheyesh Lematirin.
Yeah.
So I have to see. We'll have to see. I'm not sure if this is going to touch what we're looking for. We'll just read what he says. Kol Dover Sheyesh Lematirin. An egg is born in Yontif, it's fit for tomorrow after Yontif is over. So it's going to become mutter then.
Sounds like the
wrong song. If it got mixed up with other eggs, bein shlema, bein terufa, whether it's full egg or egg that's already broken in middle, it's mixed up. Eina betela afilu be'elef. The egg and the egg is not possible even with 1,000. Afilu suffik im nolda b'yomtif. Even if it's a suffix, if it's nolda b'yomtif, it's not bottle. V'nis arva b'cheres osurois. It's osur. V'nis arva b'she'ena mina b'tela b'shishim. If it got mixed up with ena mina, it's bottle b'shishim. So the truth is, this is the wrong. I don't think this is not paskening Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan.
Well,
about
it is paskening his idea.
Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't it?
It's paskening the idea.
Why?
Ain't no mina, you don't care about that.
It's never bottle, even Baalim.
Min b'min is never
no,
batal.
Min b'sheino min not.
Wait,
at the end he said that, yeah.
So what's he passing in the end? In the end he says, in his arva b'sheino mina b'tela b'shish.
In other words, we don't care
about the mina,
star
shayish.
Yeah, everyone agrees. Yeah, everyone agrees to that.
Right. It sounds like he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda.
Why?
Because
min b'mina is never batal.
He's saying, till there, that's eggs, yeah. Which is min b'mina. And he's saying that.
He's saying because it's a dover.
Yeah, but does that reveal that he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda?
I don't think the Shish Matrin even plays into this. It's mean, but you know, it's never brought up.
Yeah, it's also,
no, that was the beginning.
And if it's B'she'ina Mina.
When it's Eina Mina, then it's Batul B'Shishim.
Right.
That's what
and is it something that will be a possibility of becoming Muslim?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an egg. Egg will come after
Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So really, I thought this was going to be, yeah. So I don't know if it reveals about the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. I just heard this Baruch Hashem. This is really the source for our Gemara, but it's not really necessarily the source. Actually,
It doesn't tell you definitively that he doesn't about the Rif's position.
Right, but, right.
I mean,
no. I mean, it doesn't tell you about Min B'Mina, how we paskin Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbanan.
Oh.
It happens to be. It's actually a big machlokes. There's a Rashi. There's actually a Rashi that I started to see that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually not simple. That's the one thing that's not is seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. I was trying to track it down, and then I got this Shulchan Aruch. But this is not the right source. But I'll just show you the Rashi. Rashi's a long.
It's saying here when it says it's not batal in 1,000, it's saying wait till after Yom
Tov. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is passing a Dov Sheshel Matirin. He's passing a Dov Sheshel Matirin. It's not batal. It's not batal.
But he doesn't define what Dov Sheshel Matirin is.
Right, right.
So we still don't
know.
No, we know it.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't enlighten us on that. But he does.
Yeah, he is passing like the way that the Ran said
Ron,
that Dov Sheshel Matirin. Is going to be, well, if min b'she'ena minai, is going to be batal. It's going to be batal. So that is true. Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Do you have to wait till after Yom Tov, don't you? So it's
by where? By min b'she'ena minai?
In the first case.
Or the first case. What do you have? An egg that mixes with an egg.
Yeah. It says even if it was 1 in 1,000.
You don't use betel.
We don't have
because he has davar sheishlo matirin.
So it's a min b'mina. It's a davar sheishlo matirin. So it's ain't a betel. Therefore, it's not betel.
Right. I thought we said that if it is, right? Okay, yeah.
But if it's mixed with the ain't a mina, then the ain't a mina overpowers it, and it will become betel, which is like the Ran went through.
So that means that an egg is the case of the meat. That has the netter with an egg. They're different min, but we know the netter will come off. I thought we didn't rely on Bittel then.
That's right. That's exactly what
even
he's saying.
Even though the min was different, though.
That's right. That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, that's okay.
He's saying on the last line that when it's a different min, because it's different min, it's going to overpower and be mevatel each other, even though it's davar sheishlo matirin, even though, let's say, the meat will become mutter when you. When the nether comes off, or the egg will become mutter after Shabbos, but because it's two different minim, they overpower the one that's bigger, overpowers it.
But I thought that was in the regular case that would be bothered. But doesn't it still apply that we still have a remedy outside, which is wait until the nether comes
off? Even though the remedy, but we're seeing in our sugya, the Ran, the big Ran is asking the question. He says he doesn't understand. In fact, the Ran. Why in our Gemara is the busser of the nether going to be mutter if it's ein nes in tam? If there's 60 times more eggs against the meat, why does it become mutter? It's either busser dav sheshlo matirin. That was the kasha.
Okay.
So what's the answer to that kasha?
So it's saying that because they're different min, it's batal. So
it's batal even though it is a
dav. Even though it's dav sheshlo matirin.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening.
That's why that's an important stuff there.
Shulchan Aruch is paskening like this Ran's answer that when you have a min b'she'ena mina, it's batal even on a davar sheishlo matirin. Yeah.
Okay.
And we
always first look at the min as the first thing, and then you don't even get to
But if they're the same men, we also don't get the Dover Shay Yeshlo material. It's almost like we're ignoring it. If it's the same men, it's strength of each other. It's not bottle. It's not bottle because it's the same men.
If the same men, if the same men,
so where's the
Rabbanim say it different?
You're asking where does Yeshlo material even apply? Then?
Right,
according to the Rabbanim.
According to the Rabbanim, if it was the same men. Oh, but spiritually, they're going to say it's different.
Right.
Right.
And then we apply
then you would have
the other
to
Yeshua
but
material.
If it's Yeshua material,
yeah.
We won't apply
yeah.
it.
Yeah. 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 Right. Right. But Rav Yehuda stops at the physical.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So let's, I just want to show you this inside because here we put it together, this answer here, how he's going to answer it. So now we got the case of the oven. And we have now Beya, where we have the case of right of so look inside, look at the lines get wide in the run, because he brings up, besides for the case of the oven, he also brings up the case in Beya. You see where it says Beya Lamites?
So
right here, you see Beya Lamites. It's the let's say the 10th wide line. 5, 7, 9, 10. 10th wide line, the first word line is Beraya's Berurois. This is right after he just finished saying that the riff is impossible to learn because he has raya's berurois, clear proofs, efshir k'moshe k'savino. And therefore he says the riff's pshat to say that with the bread that's in the oven, with the meat, and the halachas, you're not allowed to eat with kutach. Why is that so? He says he would think that...
He calls it a tapashishlam material.
That because the meat...
That's the riff
you can
says.
Eat it with the meat.
That's the riff says.
Just ignore it.
So the riff at Paskin, it's also to eat with the meat.
Right.
And the question is, but the question the Ran has is, it should be two different minim. Min b'shein and mina, it should be mutter, even dav sheshel matirin. And therefore he says it's impossible. The last words after that Gemara is, efshir to say like the riff says, k'mesha kasavna b'rayas b'ruvas, because I have clear proofs, like he brought his proof from the Yerushalmi and from his other source. Where did he fashion out? Where did the Ran fashion out this teretz from? We saw the story of the dough, the rice dough with the wheat dough. The rice dough and the wheat dough is the proof. That was his. Those were his two sources that he said that you see because if the rice dough falls in to the wheat dough falls in, and if the wheat dough gives taste, so then the halach is you have to take off. Challah from the whole big dough, even though the rice is usually not chayiv in challah.
Takes on the status of the wheat.
Yeah. And if it's just a little bit of dough falls in, then you don't have to take off challah. A little bit of yeast from the wheat dough falls in, then you don't have to take off challah. See, it's bottle.
Oh, so the rice was.
But bottled. It was, but it's double shaped
to the wheat.
So the rice, whichever one you see, whichever one is bigger, wins. If it's bottle. B'shishim, if you can't taste it, it's batel. And you see here clearly that even though it's a davashesh lematirin,
you could have taken challah off the...
You could just take off challah off of it and be matirin. You see, says the Ran, that's my source, it's one of his two sources, davashesh lematirin, ben b'shein aminoi, is batel. And the Yerushalmi says the same thing. So now, based on all of that...
That you ignore the davashesh lematirin factor.
Correct. So now, based on all that, the Ran says, but how do you answer up the riff? The riff, right? We have a problem here with the riff. And he has one more question. This Gemara in Beya. Let's just see this Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara. And we're learning now, it's like, right? Let's see this Sugya here. It's very interesting. V'amru, okay? Let's say the 10th wide line on Daf Nun Beis. V'rayas Berur is his first word in line. V'amru, and they said, She'efshesh Shesamach HaRav HaZatzal Al Oysa.
That's the riff?
Yeah, that maybe he relied on the Gemara she'amru b'perek mashilim that they said in Beya. Gabi isha sheshala mayim umelach leisasa. There was a lady who was trying to bake her bread, whether it was on Yom Tov, and the problem is that she needed to borrow some salt and water for her isa, for her dough. So she went to the neighbor and she borrowed some water and salt. Now the problem is that. The tchum, they had two different tchumim. The tchum for the lady who was doing the dough was she was going north. So imagine she's going to Ner Yisrael. So she made her Erev tchumim
from the edge of her house.
From the edge of her, out of the town, which 20 years ago, there used to be, you couldn't walk to Neri's Row without the Trum. So let's say she made the Neder a little bit north, 2,000 Amos out of her city, out of, let's say, Thornhill. She put her Neder, her Erev Trumin down, and then she could walk from there another 2,000 Amos. So that was the lady who owned the dough. But the lady who gave the salt and the water, she had made her Erev Trumin the other way. She was going south. So therefore, she wanted to go to a Simcha south, so she put her Erev down south. So her 2,000 Amos goes with a radius around there, and therefore she's not allowed to obviously walk out of the city even a little bit, this up north. So what do you look at now when the dough becomes one mixed with the salt and the water? Where could this bread go? The halacha is the bread could go kiraglei, like the feet of the two people put together. You have to get the chumras of both. The concentric part of the circle is the only place where the bread could be eaten. You can't pull it out of either of their tchumen because the bread, your possessions are bound also to you. You not only you can't walk out of the tchum, your possessions also can't walk out of the tchum.
Yeah, if a third party were to have bought, like taken the bread from one and brought it to the other, then would it also?
It retains the characteristics of the owner who had it. Has it locked in at Shkia?
Who's
when,
the owner in this situation?
So we keep, we look back,
the
we trace it back.
Co-owners. But one should be bottled to the other. The eager, the top should be bottled, like the small amount should be bottled.
Well, but this is, no, because this is like, probably there's enough water and salt in here that's not 160. It's more than 160.
Well, anyway, I'm just guessing.
Well, that's a big question. The big question is, why don't you say bittel? Those are the words of the kasha.
This is bittel too.
Let's say the salt and the water should be bottled into the whole big dough.
The
whole big dough.
But
you don't have the dough, right? Like it's not an ingredient, because it's part of the
flour than salt. Had 60 times more flour salt and water.
Do we apply bittel when the intrinsic
ingredients require all of these things, makes up
the actual item?
It's not a foreign thing that fell
in. I'm not sure. But either way, you could have bittel.
You have to make cheese, right? You need a little bit of rennet and make a cheese out of it. Is that possible to the cheese?
Or does it become a dover chashuv? I don't know.
Right. That's
the same thing. You want to know if it's chashuv, that's why it shouldn't be bottled.
We're saying like these are part of the natural ingredients of the bread.
Yeah.
It's not like a drop of sugar or something fell in. That would be bottled. But this is
chashuv because this is the main part of the dough?
It's part of the ingredients, yeah.
It's like you have an Erev Tavshin. You need a matzah and a piece of fish. So one lady gives a matzah, one lady gives a fish. You need both.
Yeah, but the Gemara seems to say that we're looking at the ingredients, and when you have the dough,
without the water or dough without the salt, it would be garbage.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear, but look inside. Let's see how he phrases it. He says by Beya Daflamites in the Ran. She borrowed from her neighbor water and salt for her dough. We say it has the limitations of both of their feet. And the Gemara asks the question, why? Let the water and the salt become bottle next to the dough. And Ravashi answers, because the dough, when you have the water and the salt, it's bottle. Well, it's, what's that? Why do you say it's bottle? No, but it's the dough.
Right after Shabbos or Yantif, you don't have to worry about the tchum.
You could travel as far as you want with the salt and the water. And therefore, afilu be'elef le bottle. It's not bottle even in 1,000.
Okay, good.
I guess one way we could understand that maybe she had almost enough water and salt to make it on her own, but she was missing a little bit.
Why? He seems to say, at least in this part of the run. No,
and she already had water and salt, so she needed a little more to make the bread.
No, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like they needed it, but there's other ingredients which are 60 times bigger.
It's flour and maybe eggs.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, so you make a brownie and you put in sugar. You're saying that the sugar's buttle to the brownie? No, it's part of it.
The truth is, you're being mechavin to one of the answers to this kasha. But let's read a little bit further. Just to read how he said.
The here is that they're still saying, even though it's mean b'she'eno mino, they're still factoring in davar sheishlo
matira.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this is
unlike
the
run.
Oh, this is now the run. That's the next words.
That's how he's sporting the risk.
So that's his next words. His next words are, he has a kasha. V'hombayim u'melach legabi isa. Water and salt next to the dough is membeshena mina, but a different species. So why did you say that? You should say, according to the Ron's reasoning, you should say that min beshena mina is batal,
right,
even if it's a davar sheishlo matir.
We don't care about the
other. But nonetheless, we still see the Gemara in Beis says Yoav Taimer. Rav Ashi gives a reason which is definitely davar sheishlo matir. Alma, you see from here that even min beshena mina is like batal. That min b'shein amin is not bottle, even though right, you would think that according to the Ran Sfara, it should be bottle by davar sheishlo matir. Now, the Ran says, from this kasha, ime ha, lo irya. Now, he has two answers to this question. The first answer is, ime ha, if that's your question, lo irya, it's not a question. Dishani mayim u'melech, water and salt is different, given the isalim is avda elabahu, because the dough is only made up of them.
You were Muhammad.
Kimin b'mina idami, even though it's two separate species, but it's like min b'mina because those are the ingredients that make up the actual dough. So
yeah, but if that's true, then why did the Gemara, like why did whoever it was say davar sheishlo matir? Why did we have this whole thing about bittel in the first place, if that's the answer?
So why does he call it that?
The Gemara tried to make it bittel.
And the Gemara said association material is not bittel.
Right.
Right.
So why would the Gemara even say that then? The Gemara shouldn't even get into that.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if this it falls short. Why don't you say... The Gemara's question is, why is it davar sheishlo matir? It should be min b'shena minay, and it should be batal. Yeah, so I'm not sure how he finishes it up and explains that last part. Okay, but if you look a little further, he then says his own pshat. The Ran says, but my according to my own pshat, which is this whole big pshat that we said yesterday, of min b'minay, with the whole idea of the fighting, the clashes. So he brings his whole pshat down, and then... He goes back to this.
This last wrinkle. Sorry, he's saying no. Don't think that it's about davar sheishlo matir. It's the problem. The reason why bittel doesn't work here is because it's a min b'mino. So that's going back to that only works according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says we don't say
no. He's no, but he's
bittel by min.
No, but he's borrowing that svara. By davar sheishlo matir.
Can you just touch these with no misabda ella bahu kamin b'mino dami?
Well, he's just Rabbi Yehuda is the one who gave us the idea of min b'mino and
right.
And the keeping up the stabilizing each other and being mechazik each other. That was Rabbi Yehuda's idea, but the Ran borrowed that idea for our Gemara.
And how is he using it?
Is it the spiritual level that they're
He used it to say that.
I don't understand what they're saying exactly. The fact that you couldn't have the dough. Without the mayim and the salt means that really it's one meal. Yeah.
Right.
It's really one meal.
Whole bread.
Right. They form together. They're not pshat. They're two different meals.
You have some bread from one tool and some bread from another.
They were two meal at the outset.
But the concept of bread is the min or mix.
So they're physically.
So now you have
min.
Right. Now you have bread and bread. You started with dough and water, and now you have bread and bread.
And therefore, there's no din of bittel.
There's no din of bittel.
Well, because now you have double min, so now you have to go to davar sheishlo matir.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, one second. If you're saying that they're the same min, do we have to come on to this idea that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no bittel by min b'mino? Yes. Or without that idea, it would still work that there's no bittel here because they're the same thing.
We borrowed Rabbi Yehuda. We borrowed Rabbi Yehuda, but we're not necessarily going through Rabbi Yehuda. We borrowed his idea that min b'mina is not batal because each one's mechazik each other.
Right.
But we therefore the Ran therefore used that to explain his whole pshat.
That the salt and the water with the dough is not really too.
Yeah, but they're saying
it's not really a case where you would apply bittel. because it's really one entity.
You wouldn't
and
say
you
it's
only
either,
apply
yes.
bittul when
right.
you're talking about two entities.
Right.
So that's different.
Right. Right. This is what they're saying. The Ran's quoting Rishonim, that because they're coming to join together to form a dough, we don't say that it's bottle, that the this is mevatel that. He says no. If anything, they're joining together to form a new entity.
Is he basically saying don't use this case for any support or anything? It's a different.
He says efsher. It's impossible to have a dough without water and salt. And he brings a whole proof. The next five lines, he brings a proof from another Gemara to prove that svara is right.
I mean, that's what the Rebbe was saying, that by the rennet, you can't have cheese
okay,
without
right.
rennet. So you can't say that the rennet is bottled to the
right.
to the cheese.
Not because
the rennet happens to be a very chashuv apart, but lavdavka, even those are the ingredients, those are what it takes to make it. So, okay, this is a very nice.
I was trying to compare that you couldn't have the cheese without the way they were saying, you couldn't have the bread without the salt.
But the rennet's a catalyst, it's not really an ingredient, but. So it's not quite the same.
It's not right. It's a little different.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is now bread and bread.
This is, yeah.
We started off with dough and water and salt, but now it's bread and bread because that's the way you make bread.
Neither person can identify their chelik in the actual object. This is hydrogen and oxygen. No, it's water. Oh, there's different ingredients. I can't have the water without the hydrogen or without the oxygen.
Yeah, so this is your mechavan to the Rishonim who are explaining the riff. So this is one answer. It's a good answer. I have to see. He doesn't finish up. How does it fit into the Gemara?
So if she normally makes like sprinkled challah with like sprinkles on it, like my kid comes home from Gan, right? So you wouldn't say the sprinkles are intrinsic to the bread.
Then it would be minbein. I mean, it's bottle. Then it's bottle. Correct. Okay, so this is the first mahalach. It's a good answer for that kasha. But I want to show you how the Ran himself says, according to his mahalach, then it's all answered up. So let's see where he jumps back to this gemara after his whole mahalach, which was what we said yesterday. So we went through that whole thing. So if you look at the Ran. After he says his whole mahalach, his whole mahalach is that what we do is we say, we look at physical and we look at spiritual. So let's read through that. Let's start with the... Teda, right here, where we're up to?
Yeah.
No, Teda is going to be a raya to their answer, to Max's idea, that this answer, he's going to bring a raya from a Gemara, but I'm not going to go into that. I just want to show you how the Ran answers up the kasha. The Ran gives another answer to this question.
Which question?
To this, well, the question of why is the salt?
And, okay, this case.
Why is the salt and the water that mix into the
not
into
the
dough?
Why is it not
bottled?
Why is it not bottled? So Gemara is saying, well, it should be bottled. Just Rabashi says it's a davar sheishlo matirin. Davar sheishlo matirin is not bottled. But it's mim b'shein amina. Is it min b'shein amina? So min b'shein amina.
That trumps it.
It should trump it, and it should become bottle.
Right. Right away.
Right.
So the Ran, with his own mahalach, he therefore also takes care of this kasha, as well as the Gemara Pesachim with the Reicha. Takes care of both. So let's start from, let's see, halfway down. The last word on the line is Yehuda, more than halfway down. There's two Yehudas. So the first word on the line is dimin. So he brings over there that whole thing of min v'minai. At the end of the line, he says, "Mishumachi svir leil Rav Yehuda." So I'll just read it as summing it up. He reads it very, very clear how he goes through it. So he says, "Mishumachi svir leil Rav Yehuda." Different Rav Yehuda holds. Bekulu isurei by all isura, he holds min b'minoi lebato because it's mechazik each other. The dam's mechazik each other. V'rabbanon lemashma lehu, they don't hold like that. The mikolmakim min b'minoi iser v'heter ain't diamonds elazah because under the hood the iser and heter are different things. So therefore they'll fight each other spiritually and be mevatel each other. Kim dechad elser mechad shori. One is also one's mutter. Shein roy lelechagadim yoinon be'etzem. Says the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, don't look at the outward mitzias and pictures and characteristics of the two items. You got to look under el akachi. Look on b'isr v'heter. Says the Rabbanan, look out how they are in isr v'heter under the hood spiritually, and that could be mevatel the other one. And ella ha'inu daima. The dam hapar ain't about the dam asor, and that's the reason why the dam hapar is not about dam asor. And bishum elahainu taima, and there's an exterior reason which we spoke out why the dam hapar says the rabban is not about the dam asor. Bishum to keep the shneim oilin, since they're both oilin zbeach kolaymar shekshem lizrika, they're kosher lizrika, they're very kosher and mevatel zeh. Therefore, the blood of the par is not about the dam asor. Okay, that's the side thing. But now, the same way, the Rabbi Yehuda also achar dimyoin ho'etzem. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I look out at the outwardly appearance and to see if it's going to be mevatel each other, and if it outwardly looks the same, ain dam mevatel dam min beminer lebatel. If it outwardly looks different, then it is mevatel each other. Azlu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan by the same notion say we agree to the fact that there's clashes, but the Rabbanan say we don't look at the outward clash. We look at the inward clash of the spiritual. They look after the dimion of heter versus iser. If they are different in iser and heter, the Rabbanan say if it's it might be min b'minoi, but if they clash on the inside, whether it's damas dama korban versus dama adam, it will clash, and if it's so much, then it will become batel. I feel a minute batel, and now it's not kosher to do the zrika on the mizbech. Davele kemin b'sheina minay. I even consider it like a min b'sheina minay. U'mishum hachi, I mean, and because of this, we say, when you have a davar sheish lematirin, not to rabbanan, mishum chom lid the Rebbe Yehuda. The rabbanan are going to lean towards that gemara that we just saw of the chumra, that idea of Rebbe Yehuda that says, min b'minay ain't a batel, he will grab out, will pull out, extract that idea of things are mechazik each other when they're similar. The kivan she'ein davar zeh cholok min ha'heter legamri. So let's think it through. When you have something which is not different, the iser than the heter legamri. So now let's take the case of the meat.
Because it's going to resolve after.
Right. Yeah, take a case where it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin. So if it's min b'mino, he says the Ran, min b'mino, dav shesh matirin, that's where I say it's never batel forever. Where do I say that golden rule, dav shesh matirin is not batel? Well, it's min b'mino. Why? Because number one, min b'mino is the same, so they don't clash and fight each other. They mechadik each other. And also, in terms of the heter and isser also, because they are, the isser has a, it's looming a heter in the future. So we look at it, that it's like heter. So it's heter and heter. Heter and heter is not about each other. The iser is not so different than the heter. The iser v'heter. Because even the iser is going to become mutter in the end. Amrina, therefore we say, because they match up physically and they match up spiritually and they're mechazik each other. That's why Dav Shein L'Matim is not Batol. Because they're so similar. They're similar in the species. And even on a spiritual level. They're not totally different. They're similar. They're not Batol. Ella, only when you get min b'she'ena, I mean, that's where it's going to be a problem, that they will be mevatel each other. And because they're so different in outwardly, their species are so different, yashlem oisei shivoi sheni toisev kan v'shum dov sheishle matirin. Yashlem means it will, so to speak, supplement and overpower the shivoi. They are equal. They are equal in the terms of Dav Sheish Lematirin. It has a heter, so they're similar, that they're both heter. But because it's a min b'shein amina, yashlim, the fact that it's ein amina will be mevato, the other species,
physically,
and that will overpower it, even though they're similar in heter and heter. Because that's a very strong reason to be mevatel, the one min against the other min. Shalo yeh betelim. On the other hand, you have a shivoy. They're equal a little bit. So that tries to say they should not be batal. But in fact, that's min b'sheina mina. It overpowers it and makes it batal. Hilkach kol shu aser achshav. Okay, so now he, that's till here was his whole teretz, right?
Would I be correct in saying that when, even though the Rabbanan look at the spiritual difference, when outwardly they look the same, and there's a davar sheish bo matirin, then that will trump the fact that they're same spiritually. Then they will say it's batal. They say if there's a difference on a spiritual level.
Well, davar sheish bo matirin means there's no difference on a spiritual level now, because they're both.
I'm just saying when they have. Sounds like the Rabbanan, they would, as if there's two ingredients, two parts to it, meaning when it was min b'mino on a physical, the Rabbanan said, well, let's take a look at the spiritual, and on a spiritual, they're different, therefore they're not going to be batel.
No, they
will be batel.
They're different.
Right. But if there's a davishish b'matirin, and on the outside they're the two same minim physically, then that will trump.
Then they're both equal.
Then they're both equal.
Then they'll be batal.
No, they're not batal.
Then they'll strengthen each other.
And they're not batal. The physical strengthens the physical, and the head is.
But you needed the ingredient of davishish b'matirin to bring the iser to the heter. Because it'll eventually become.
The keys have to line up.
Exactly. So the Ran, now he says this is his beautiful pshat. And he says, now let's apply this to the two cases of number one, the case of Be'er with the tchum of the salt and the water. Why? It says salt and the water mixed into the dough. But we say, let it be bottled. He said, no, davar sheish bo matirin is not bottled.
And it's min b'min, and it's a davar sheish bo matirin. So this, spiritually they line up, and physically they line up. Therefore,
so
it's
they,
not bottled.
One second. But the whoa, one second. The Ran argued with your pshat, because the Gemara held that the salt and the water were min b'ein amino.
So
the Ran's not going back to give an alternate answer besides for your answer.
Uh-huh.
See, he said that was what the Rishonim answered to the Kasha. But the Ran himself says, according to my answer, my pshat that I just said, I could say an answer of this and on the case of the Recha in Psachim with the meat, with the challah. So he says like this, Hilkach. Let's see, the first word online is Sibas HaBitl.
Because he has to be, one second. What's compelling his answer is that he won't look at davar sheish lo matirin if it's min b'sheina minay.
When it's davar sheish lo matirin,
he doesn't look at the factor of davar sheish lo matirin.
That's right. Because he says the physical properties
don't match up.
are already gonna wipe each other out. You gotta each one is gonna be a clash on that level. It'll wipe it out.
That overrides it, and therefore he should have said betel.
We shouldn't have had this.
Concentric.
So the Ran is now going to give an alternate answer according to his Mahalach. Max is saying the other Rishonim for the Rif. Hilkach. So the first one line is Sibas Habitol. Sibas Habitol.
Yeah.
Okay, the end of the middle line. Hilkach. Kol Shehu Aser Achshav. It depends. This might be what you were saying yesterday. If it's osur achshav, that means it's osur right now. And it's not missing from the isur at all. For example, our case of the Gemara, a piece of meat, which is a neder, it's osur 100% right now.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, if you wait, you'll be mad at another. It's going to become a mutter.
Or nola.
Nola is the same thing. Right?
Okay. So when you have a dover osir right now, just you need to wait till after zman. Oisach chisoron shall, right? So lias nitter lachas man. Oisach chisoron shall iser. So it's not missing the potency of the iser. It's really osir, but you got to wait till later. Give it Jehu muat. Since this is muat, so what do you want to say? So you want to say, well, in a case where let's take a case of our Gemara. You have the piece of meat, piece of meat is 100% also right now. It will become mutter later when you matter your nether. Now you have something fighting against it. You have eggs fighting against it. So the eggs are fighting against it. So the eggs is min b'shein aminoi.
Right.
And that's going to fight on it. Now, on the other level of Isser and Heter, it's 100% really strong Isser. The only thing is there's a little bit that is missing, the fact that it will become Heter later on. So he says they're pretty much, but because he says that.
What do you mean? It's really Heter.
It's lacking a little bit
to make it Heter.
It's really Usher.
But it's only lacking a little bit to make it. And we'll call that a Davar Sheish L'Matirin.
That's how he defines
a Davar Sheish L'Matirin.
Now we look at them as both.
I think he's using Davar Sheish L'Matirin to say they're very similar. The min is almost the same spiritually.
Yes, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying, correct.
Right, okay.
So.
Because I'm just trying to think. The new variable here is that he said that word, Muat. It only takes a little bit to make it, to change its status. Either you wait till the end of the day, or you get a hacham to. So then, therefore, we won't look at it as two different, spiritually two different things. Right. We'll look at it as spiritually one same.
They're both different.
Right.
He's saying that the muad is that, he's saying that it will be overpowered by the min b'shein aminoi. Min b'shein aminoi is a real big difference.
Yes.
And the fact that he calls the chesaron of the iser is muat,
which is what we said always. You always first look at the min, you know.
Yeah, min b'shein aminoi. But he's saying why. Here he's saying why. He's saying why is because that's a major thing.
That's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
And this is only a little difference.
The physical always overwhelms.
Why? He's giving you the reason.
He's giving the reason.
Yeah, because the spiritual, he's saying, is very small. Very small. The chesaron of
the spiritual difference.
Yeah.
Something that has an iser on it, but that's going to fade away.
That is a
minor difference. Whereas the Metzias difference is major.
Yes.
Okay.
If a piece of trade meat, that's never gonna.
Yeah, but he says Avol. But by the other two cases, Kishiyeshle Achshav Heter. Talk about the eggs and the water, and the dough on the Tchum. Achshav, there's a Heter like you were saying yesterday. That you call that you call it's calling it Min B'shein Aminoi. Fine. But he's calling it Davar Sheish L'Matirin because right now you can't walk out of Tchum, but Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yontif, you can walk out of Tchum. So he called that a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But he says that is not really a Davar Aser Mamish.
Right. There is a way to have it Mutter right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you eat it right here, it will be Mutter right now. Mm-hmm.
You can eat it right now.
Right. So he says over here, such a thing. When it's right now, this Karev Harbe Heter, the Heter is much closer. So in such a case, you would not say, right, it says, let's say now you ask the question, but what about?
Oh, you mean that you could eat, one of those ladies could eat the bread right where she is.
Both of those ladies could eat it right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we have
that,
to.
That's like the
that's
case
what we were saying yesterday.
Choosing not to eat it with the kutach.
So
right.
So what's he saying is because of that,
and therefore
what? Now what? Yeah.
So let's we'll start right here tomorrow. This is the last leg of the sugya. But we're basically they say when you learn this is like a tractor trailer. You know, we were getting now the sugya in Beah. We're getting the sugya in Psachim about Recha. Getting the sugya. Getting like, we're not just learning Nadarim here. We're getting now five sugyas. So, it's a little bit more in the bread.
I'm not complaining.
I
love it.
But tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good
morning.
Okay, have a good week.
To add our simcha to tomorrow.
The biggest over under was Tuesday.
Polymarket? Was it on Polymarket?